Decrees. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the Mark and Will Show. I'm Will. Hopefully, Mark will be able to join us shortly. We hope so. Hope everybody's doing well. It was a great day. Hope you guys' day was great. It was Wednesday. You know what happened on Wednesday. We will reveal our players of the week. We was able to get some good turnout on that, especially on Facebook. Like I always say, make sure you go on both Twitter and Facebook to go ahead and do your voting. Because if you get stuck on one, especially on Twitter, it's totally different. On Facebook, one poll had like 2,000, another one had like 2.5. So make sure you go on both on that one. This, like I said, going to be a great show tonight. We got a special guest. Cannot wait for that. We're going to get ready to start that shortly. But I want to let you guys know, this is where you're going to find us at Mark and Will Show. We're talking about Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, you don't stop, Instagram, you're on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, ring that bell, do all that kind of stuff. We appreciate it. Also, we have Mark and Will Gaming. That's on Twitch. Mark has some spots up on that one, so definitely he's working on some things, and he will get that rocking and rolling shortly, so make sure you definitely join that. And don't forget about FNC. FNC, that's another show that we do. It's on FNC, Friday Night Crew. That's the YouTube channel. Check that out. Great conversations. You know, we have Shandy, Sierra, sometimes Bump, and Mark on the show. The Mayor makes an appearance, so definitely check that out. That's on the YouTube channel. That's not on Mark and Will's YouTube channel. It's on FNC, Friday Night Crew. Check it out. Like I said, Mark's doing gaming. He's also got a channel, Mark and Will Gaming. You know, he's got videos already, all the top-notch stuff. So make sure you check that out and give that a follow also. All right, without further ado, we got Larisha Cawthorn from Russellville High School, Class of 25, basketball standout. And I know you guys are probably familiar because she won the award last week. So we wanted to go ahead and touch base with her to see how she's doing. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. I tell you what, you've been putting up some tremendous numbers big time from Russellville. We're talking about averaging like double-doubles and things like that. So could you give everybody just a quick introduction of basically you know, your position and talk about, I don't know how much you average, you know, that stuff. You don't have to do that. But just talk about, you know, give us a little recap on how the season's going so far.
Okay. Well, I go to Russellville High School and I play as a forward. And the season so far, it's we're starting and actually come together, like we know we will, and we know that we can. The beginning of the season did start off rough, as we had players injured and sick, and as well as having a new coach. And when you have a new coach, sometimes it gets hard to get to know them and stuff like that. But through the season, we got to know our new coach, and we've all built a better connection to each other, which is also helping us become better.
Okay, and you said so. You say you played the four spot. So you
yes, sir.
Okay. Do you play any other positions, or you know, this year have you played any other position besides the forward?
Well, they except for forward, I would play guard too. Sometimes I'll take care of the ball.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Like, Like I said, I just know you're putting up some ridiculous numbers. So, I mean, I know you're all over the floor doing, you're taking care of business.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why, you know, we definitely, you caught our eye, definitely, for some nominations and continue to ball out like you've been doing.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. We just want to get everybody a chance to get to know you. So let me go ahead and get started with some questions. How old were you when you started playing sports?
When I started playing sports, I was 5.
What sports did you play?
Well, I grew up doing cheer.
Okay.
And when I was in elementary school, I started doing junior pro, but I stuck with doing cheer until my 8th grade year. And so I was doing basketball and cheer all the way up to my 8th grade year. And then I quit doing cheer, and then I started focusing on basketball through my high school year.
Oh, wow. Did that ever become any kind of conflict, you know what I'm saying, as far as cheering and playing basketball?
No.
Would you just cheer when it was football season, or didn't go to basketball?
Well, I would cheer football season, and for basketball, I would cheer the boys' game and then play the girls' game.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
you wasn't tired of nothing. I mean, you know, dude, you know, oh, my gosh. Woo. Okay. That's multitasking at its finest, you know, wearing 2 hats. That's good stuff.
Yes, sir.
So, in Russellville, what were the your youth leagues that you played in?
It's called Junior Pro.
Okay. Is there a lot of kids in that's part of that organization?
Yes, sir.
Was it any other kind of organization, or was it just Junior Pro?
It was just Junior Pro, probably. Yeah, it was just Junior Pro.
Okay.
It was through our school, though, so it's like a bitty ball team for through our school.
Oh, that's cool.
In the high school. Yeah.
That's good stuff. You know, we ask this to everybody, but, you know, sometimes the answer's a little different. So, did you play a lot outside, or was you the kind of kid that kind of, you know, split, you know, stay inside, or what? Was you just are constantly outside playing growing up?
No, I was always the kid that was always outside, riding my bike, going to the park and playing, and just going outside with my friends and hanging out. I was always outside as a kid.
Okay. When did you, when did you decide that basketball was going to be it? Or are you moonlighting still? Is cheerleading done? Are you solely basketball, or?
No, I'm done with cheerleading. I decided to actually do, like, focus all my attention on basketball my 8th grade year.
Okay. Was it hard? I mean, did you still miss it, cheerleading?
Yeah, it was hard. I still miss cheerleading it sometimes, but I think, I love basketball more than cheerleading. So.
Okay, cool.
I knew I made the right decision.
Yeah, you put up some monster numbers. I can say that. So in Russellville, enlighten us. It's like, did you go to a different middle school, or is Russellville high? I mean, is that like all together? Or like, or did you go to a different middle school?
No, I went to Russellville independent schools. This is just a thing. I went to Russellville Elementary and Russellville Middle School, and I'm in Russellville High School right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, did you do AAU?
Yes, sir. I'm playing AAU right now for Tennessee. So,
okay.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been with them?
For 3 years, since my 7th grade year.
Okay. Is that the only AAU program you've been with?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How does AAU help your game?
It helps my game by me playing with different types of styles of basketball, because people from different states and cities, they all have different styles of basketball they play. So when you are coming for a Kentucky, when you come from Kentucky and you're playing for a Tennessee team, they have a different style of basketball as well. And then whenever you go to the tournaments that are out of town, mm-hmm. those are also other teams from different states that you're playing. And sometimes they play really, really aggressive and they shoot more. Some teams are like really athletic and stuff like that. So it's just teaching you to be more aggressive and be able to get your shots off and just really showing you, you know, that you can play. And it challenges you.
Let me ask you this. With the AAU, because, you know, like a lot of states got different rules and stuff like that. Do you guys play with a shot clock?
No, sir.
Okay, okay. Because I know that's been a topic for a long time. People talk about shot clock in high school and things like that to get you athletes ready for the next level.
Absolutely, yes.
Let me ask you this. How would you describe your game?
I would describe my game as very aggressive on the offense and defensive end, but I would also describe it as me being a three-level scorer, being that I can score a three-point shot, and I can also really score inside the arc and on the post.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Are you – and I know you said, you know, aggressive, so like you know, I know I'm, you know, getting the rebounds, the defender. What do you like better, shooting a three or blocking somebody's shot?
Blocking somebody's shot. Definitely blocking somebody's shot.
That's good. I like it. I like it. I know you don't be talking smack out there, do you?
It depends. I'm just kidding now.
Nothing wrong with that. Let me ask you this: is there a NBA or WNBA player or a college player that you enjoy watching and try to take some bits and pieces of their game and add it to yours?
There's a college player. Her name is Angel Reese. I like her game. She's really tall, like me. She's up on the rebounds on the offensive and defensive ends. She's got double doubles like since the beginning of their season every game, and she's just really inspiring me. Like, I'm getting double doubles every game. She's inspiring me knowing that I can like grab the rebounds, and not only my points has to be high, but my rebound percentage and my rebounds the games too, since I'm tall and I know I can do that.
I know Maryland is sick that she left Maryland and went to LSU because she's a straight baller.
I know. Right.
She's doing her thing. Let me ask you this. How confident are you before the game?
How confident?
Yes.
I would say I'm very confident. As long as I'm getting in my mood, my game mood, and I'm focused on the game the day before and the day of, and the hour before the game and going into the game, then I'm very good. Yeah.
So, Larisha, like when you're playing, what are you focusing on? Like, are you focusing on defense or stopping? Do you have a scout report that you got to focus on? What is your focus on? What are you focused on when you're playing?
I'm focused on being aggressive on the defensive end, but not only the defensive end, but the offensive end. With the defensive end, getting the rebounds and using my length to get in the shooter's face or guard somebody. Mm-hmm. And on the offensive end, being able to move around and get to the ball, and also moving the ball around to get to my teammates and stuff like that. And also pushing the ball down the floor. That's the thing that we always do. We love moving the ball up the floor in transition. That's how we get a lot of our points, through transition points.
Okay. Make sure you guys subscribe, hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and comment if you got any questions or things like that while we have this terrific student athlete on here. So you said earlier in the season, you know, you had some injuries and things like that. So did these players come back? Have they all came back as far as
Yes, sir, but the same person who had hurt her ankle, she hurt it again the game we just recently played. So she's coming back slowly, but you know,
right,
But she'll be fine. We're praying for her and everything, hoping that she heals safely and she's healthy.
Yeah. So how are you guys doing in district play?
We've only played one district game and we've lost it, but we have another one coming up. And I'm very confident we'll go into this game playing good because we really want it and we're really eager to win it. And we have a lot more – we've scheduled a lot more of our other district games because of them having to be canceled. Okay. And we're really eager to play those two and to win.
Okay, okay. What's your favorite part of the game?
Just having fun, being out there with my teammates and having fun.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. What do you feel you need to improve on?
I would say I need to improve on being down there in the post. It's my first year of playing the forward position, the post. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stuff that you have to put into it. So I have been in the gym working on it and stuff like that. And that's what I would say I could improve on, my post moves and posting up. And, yeah.
Let me ask you this, and that's, you know, because you're used to playing perimeter and things like that. So when you're going against a post player who's maybe not as quick as you, what's your thoughts on that? Like, as far as, do you like, hey, just give me the ball. I know I can go around this young lady. Or, you know, I mean, like, I know you're working on your post move, but is that when you're really aggressive on offense, when you know, I know this player cannot keep up with me?
Yes, sir. Well, when I know I have a mismatch and I know I have a person who could possibly be slower than me, I will ask for the ball kind of at the top and choose a side to go to because I know I can finish with my left hand and I know I can finish with my right hand as well. So I just take it to the basket, going aggressive and strong.
Okay, like that. What fun things outside of basketball do you like to do?
I like to do geometry.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of weird, but that's my favorite class right now. And I like the nursing field. I'm really into that. I have a class with that right now.
Okay.
I like to spend time with my family and my friends, and I love to bake.
Now, let's get to this geometry. I'm going to tell you what. You must be rocking that. You know how many people that cringe? You know how many people, like, you got older people watching this or will watch this. You got younger people. You got people in your classmates that – you know, in your class, it's like, I'm struggling with geometry. Some people don't even understand it. That's great. I like that. What about geometry do you like?
I've always loved math. I'm just a big nerd. But, like, I've always loved math. Geometry is just so easy. I mean, it's really just shapes. And, I mean, it's just really easy. That's why I like it, because it's easy.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so let's talk about some of your teammates real quick. Who are some of the your teammates that that people don't know about, but they should know about?
Are they definitely Amaya Collier, Bryn Mason, all of them, Jordan Morris, Kilby Long, Aubrey Cross, Jada Poindexter, Jayla Poindexter, Mariah Boyd, Madison Kimbrough. Let's see. I think that's everybody.
You know what?
And Rayleigh, yeah.
Larisha, I knew you was going to go that way. So, Mark and Will show. I don't know if you see any of our shows. You definitely have to. You got to go back and look at the, you know, when we interview people and different stuff like that. So, I kind of like throw like a softball up there to you to see how you're going to respond, if you're going to hit it out of the park, if you're going to just get a single. So, let's do it this way. Who's the best rebounder on the team?
From the stats, me.
Okay. Who's the best defender on the team?
Amaya.
Who's the best shooter on the team?
From the three-point, it would be Brindley. And from inside, it would be me or Amaya. And from the post, it would probably be me.
Okay. Free throw shooter. Who's the best free throw shooter?
Me or Brindley?
Who's the best passer on the team?
Amaya.
Who's likely to be a coach on the team?
I don't know. Likely to be a coach. Let's see. Probably Jayla. She just gives me the coach vibes. I don't know why.
That's good stuff right there. I just had to break that up because I know how that goes. And know how, you know, and you gotta name everybody. You got to do that. And that's great. That's not a problem. I like that. So let me see. I got some other fun things that we get ready to do right now. All right. Who you picking, Batman or Superman?
I'm gonna go with Batman.
Okay. Any specific reason? Or you just he just look cool or what?
No, he just looks really cool. Yeah.
Okay. Tacos or pizza?
Tacos.
Okay. Ja Morant or Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum.
All right. Lil Durk or Lil Baby?
Lil Baby.
Beats by Dre or AirPods?
AirPods.
Okay. Qdoba or Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Jimmy John's or Penn Station?
I haven't had either of those. Neither of those.
Okay. Cool.
But I've heard Jimmy John's is good.
Okay. Now this right here is gonna let us know. You know, Mark and I, we like, you know, some grillers. We like you know, smoked meat, all kinds of stuff like it. So this right here, this has always been a debatable topic for everybody. Drums or flats?
Flats.
Flats. The younger generation loves the flats. That's what I'm gonna stick with that. For real. All right, so let me get you out on this one. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to thank any and everybody who has played an important part in your life so far and help you out.
Okay. Well, I would first off like to thank my mom for always supporting me. My siblings and my family as well for being my number one supporters. I would like to thank all the coaches that I've had from AAU to high school ball, middle school ball, and elementary. And I would like to thank all my supporters too.
I would like to thank you for coming on the Mark and Will Show and giving us a chance to learn about you. You know, not just besides basketball, because you're a heck of a player. And, you know, you got left. No problem. And hopefully we'll get you back on to a little later on and things like that. To, you know, just check and see how you're doing. I know you're going to still put up monster numbers. So that's what you do.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Bye. Great interview. Great person. Great player. Love that. Big time. So, you know, that's what we want to do. You guys know anybody that you want us to interview, to bring on the show, to get to know a little bit about, go ahead and DM us, please. And we have no problem going ahead to set up the interview with these players. Any sport, whatever, it don't make a difference. We want to make sure these players get the recognition that they deserve. And this week, it was another banger. Like I said last week, she was a National Player of the Week for the Mark and Will Show. So, Larisha, thank you for joining us. All right, so you guys know what it is. Today is Wednesday. We want to go ahead and get the players of the week. Let me go ahead and cue that up for everybody because it's another thing. Like I said, go ahead and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, the like button, and all that good stuff. Let's go. Here we go. Right off the bat, let me move out from my face. I thought Mark was going to be on here, so that's why my face was covered. Mark Will Show's Kentucky Boys Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, is Leslie County's Jaden Hacker. Jaden, look, averaged 24.5.7 rebounds, put in work, did what he had to do, straight ball last week. Congratulations, Jaden, for doing what you did. And also, congratulations to Leslie County and everybody who voted for him, because you guys showed up and showed out on Facebook. Congratulations, Jaden. Next up, Mark and Will Show, Kentucky. Bing! Girls Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by JazzyWithJizzy.com is Danville's Love Maze. Love Maze averaged 24.5 points, 4 rebounds. She actually led her team into a nice win today over Portland Christian. She is a stacked stuffer, takes care of business, and definitely would be on somebody's team in college, balling out of control. Congratulations, Love Maze from Danville. Hey, you deserve it. Let me put you on this side, Kirk. Mark and Will Show National Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, is Cal's Kirk Lemons. Kirk averaged 29.6 points, 4.3 rebounds. And if you don't know his, look, his handle on Twitter, Little Curry, Kirk, yeah. Hey, he's a straight baller. He fills it up, been filling up class of 23, doing his thing. Hey, much love to you. National Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out. Cal, Kirk Lemons, straight baller. Make sure you check your DM, try to get you something from Tap App. It'll drop it in your DM tonight or tomorrow, Kirk. Congratulations. Last but not least. Now, I know you probably said, I think we've seen her before. Well, you have. Mark and Will Show's National Girls Basketball Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out, is Powell County, Makaira Cottle. She averaged 32.5 points and 10 rebounds last week. She, just like another person, this is her second time being honored on the show. Look, if you ball, you put up numbers, and you deserve nomination, we're going to put you on there. We don't care if you won it last week or the week before. You do your thing, we're going to do it. So, Makaira, congratulations for being Mark and Will Show's National Player of the Week. Powell County got a real one right there. And like I said, let me break it down one more time for you. You guys are welcome to nominate. Go ahead and DM us, whatever you got to do. We're going to decide if that player deserves it, but also make sure it's based on the previous week. Games, not one game that somebody had 10 points and 20 rebounds, and then the next game maybe zero. I don't know. You know, things happen. We know. But go ahead and give the full stats and everything like that, and then we'll let you guys decide. But we want to make sure everybody that we nominate is deserving for that, and they are. So congratulations to all this week's winners. Keep doing what you do. That's what it's about. Okay. Let's go on and get into some NBA. Get you guys caught up on some NBA scores and what's been going on. So I'm going to start with the 24th. Let me see. Tuesday, January 24th, you had the Knicks beat the Cavs 105 to 103. You had the Pacers beat the Bulls 116 to 110. You had the Heat beat the Celtics 98 to 95. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans in a good game, 99-98. You had the Wizards in another good game, beat the Mavs, 127-126. The Hornets get blown away by the Suns, 128-97. The Clippers destroyed the Lakers, 133-115. Today, January 25th, right now, the games are going on right now. Magic, 80. Patriots, 74. You got the 76ers with a 53-47 lead in the second quarter. You got the Rockets with a 3-point lead over the Wizards in the first quarter. First quarter still, you got the 20-19 lead, the Nuggets over the Bucks. First quarter, all these games, first quarter, 26-22, the Pelicans over the Timberwolves. Thunder, 34, Hawks, 29 in the first quarter. Later on tonight, you got the Grizzlies, Warriors. That should be a good game. You got the Jazz and Trailblazers and the Raptors versus Kings. So the standings as we go right now, we get into that. Y'all know how we do. At Atlanta, you got the Celtics with a 3.5 lead over the 76ers. In the Central, you got the Bucks with a two-game lead over the Cavs. In the Southeast, you got the Heat with a 2.5 lead over the Hawks. In the Northwest, Western Conference. The Nuggets with a whopping 10-game lead over the Jazz. The Nuggets are not playing. They got a 34-14 taking care of business. In the Pacific, you got the Kings. The Kings! Sacramento Kings. I remember when Shaq used to say Queens. They the Sacramento Kings, and you better respect them. They got a 3-game lead over the Clippers, 3.5-game lead over the Suns, 4.5-game lead over the Warriors, 6-game lead over the Lakers. Southwest, you got the Memphis with a 5.5-game lead over the Pelicans, 7 over the Mavs, big time. Woo-wee! Love it. All right, you got a game that's coming on tonight for all the Louisville fans. You have Louisville versus Boston College at Boston College. 9.5-point favorites, Boston College. Are you surprised? Are you shocked? No, you're not. I just want to ask you guys, when do you think the, do you think at halftime, a lot of the things, same thing happens. At halftime, right before the half, Louisville's in the game a little bit. Then all of a sudden, halftime, some of the teams stretch out to an 8-9-point lead. Second half, they come out of the locker room. I don't know if they're taking naps, because in the second half, all of a sudden, the other teams go on a 10-17-point run. I've never seen that happen on a continuous basis, that a team comes out of the locker room, like no adjustments made, no nothing. Like they just sit there and ate fruit roll-ups. And then all of a sudden came out in the second half and said, oh, man, you know what? My stomach hurt. I don't feel like playing. Because all the other teams go on runs nonstop in that second half. So whatever's going on in that locker room speech is garbage. It is straight trash. For real. No motivation, no nothing. And I can also say that, Al Ellison was tired. So you want me to play defense and hard, go hard? Yes, I do. Do you want me to go hard offense? Yes, I do. But also, you got to give that man a break. That man can get a 5-minute break. If your team falls apart, look, I ain't going to say if your team's falling apart, because this is already apart. It's already done. That team's done, right? So does it really matter if he sits out 3 minutes? Well, Will, yes, it does, because, look, man, they took – man. Louisville is – hold on, I'm going to be correct. They are 2-17. It doesn't make a difference if LS don't play the whole game or whatever. Yeah, it's going to be a 40-point loss, 30-point loss, but still, let these young cats play, man. Ellis is gone. He's done. He's finished. Let him go. Let these young boys play. Then I saw a move I ain't never seen in my life. They bought somebody from Africa NBA in the middle of the season saying he's eligible to play. Where you do that at? I just don't get it. Hey, you welcome, Kirk. Let me bring back. Hey, Kirk, you welcome, man. Straight baller. Continue doing what you do, man. Definitely going to come out the game and come see you, man. Actually, going to try to get you on the show, too. Just let us know. Get you on the show. You deserve it, brother. Congratulations, Kirk. But look, like I said, let me get back to this little thing. Like, for real, play some of these young dudes, man. I'm all about effort and hustle. Yes, I want to see wins. I want to see all that. I want to see all that energy. I want to see this. My birthday was Monday. And had some of my brothers with me and everything else. And we had a discussion, and we was talking about Louisville, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, bro, I mean, it's done, but I want to see effort. That's all I want to see. But if these old heads is not giving me effort, give me the young heads. I'd rather lose with them trying than some old people who got the nice little NIL deals or package for the car and stuff like that. They ain't playing no more. Come on now. For real. So, 9:00 tonight. It ain't on yet. 9:00. I'll be off by it before then, so you can go ahead and watch that. And I'm going to tell you what, I hope I can make it through the game. I haven't made it through a game all season, probably since early in the season. So I do watch enough when my stomach turns. But, hey, it is what it is. You are what you 19 games in, you are what you are. And you're not a good team. By far. This right here kind of hurt. With the women, this is the women team. They lost to NC State on Sunday. ABC, I love it. They was able to play on ABC. I love it. Coach JP and them and all this kind of stuff. They lose to NC State 63-51. This got to be consistent. You know, when you play at a high level like they have done for years, you know, and you get transfer portal. Yeah, Will, they got transfer portal last year. Yeah, but you got to be able to make sure everything clicks, and they get it. Emily Angler was a superstar, no matter where she was going at. Now you just got to get Morgan and Carr to buy in, to play defense. Don't get down on yourself if Coach Walls get on you. Coach, that's what he does. He coaches hard, but he produces great women. Not just great women. So you just got to buy in and listen. You know, this program will be back on top. I'm not even worried about this program at all. Not even going to lie. This program will be good. Haley needs some help. She needs a consistent 2-3 score. That's what needs to happen. If not, then, you know, you're just going to be a struggle year. You know, this kind of stuff. But I got faith that, you know, they'll be in the tournament. Hopefully they can win one or two games or even more. They might hit the stride because they're talented. They got a lot of talent. Tremendous talent. So make sure, you know, for whoever the Louisville Cardinal fans, for the women, make sure you don't give up on them. Just keep on working. Ooh-wee. Now, didn't do a show Monday. My birthday. Didn't do a show Tuesday. Was supposed to go somewhere. That fell through, but that's okay. Here it is. You had divisional round. First game, Jaguars-Chiefs. Chiefs, man, Jaguars had a chance, right? Mahomes get hurt. That's, you know, you don't want to never see nobody get hurt, but he got hurt. And, you know, Jaguars didn't capitalize on it. Not at all. Henny came in there throwing passes. Atlanta touchdown, then a one-legged Mahomes came back and in there and did what he had to do. You got to go ahead and step up and take care of business. Jaguars young team, great win for the Chiefs, but is it a costly win? Because a non-healthy Mahomes is going to be able to pull it out Sunday when they play. We'll see. Good win, Chiefs. Hey, Travis, good win, man. I know that's your team. Good win, man. I mean, I know you're happy with that. You know, well, somebody's happy with that. Woo-wee! Eagles, 38, Giants, 7. Eagles, you ain't. Yeah, that wasn't right. That wasn't right, man. That wasn't right. Y'all wasn't right. Y'all didn't have to blast them like that. Y'all could at least have made it 24-7. Make it look like a playoff game. Playoff? Make it look like a playoff game. And you didn't. You just, Eagles. Slow your roll. Goodness gracious. Hey, Giants, hats off to y'all. Y'all, I mean, you guys was an average team at best. The NFL, it had top tier of teams. Then it had trash. Then it had average teams that are able to get the playoffs, and that's the Giants. But the Giants, I like their coach. They're going to get some receivers. I'm not sold on Daniel Jones. I never will. He's an average quarterback. Believe me, I know what an average quarterback looks like. I'm going to talk about him shortly. But he's an average quarterback, and you guys are going to throw money his way, and you guys are not going to be satisfied. What you need to do is throw that money to Saquon Barkley for a little bit. I know running backs, they don't last long. But get that. But I will say this, Daniel Jones do need some receivers. Not a whole bunch of not first, second, third type receivers that you got. It is what it is, but the Eagles, hey, man. I see y'all. I see what y'all doing. I'm going to need y'all to do it next week, or this week, coming up. Bengals, 27, Bills, 10. Mark and I talked about this, and, man, it, you know, you want to roll with the Bills because, you know, it's the Bills, but at the end of the conversation, if you listened to the show last week, I said this. I would not be surprised if the Bengals are playing Kansas City again next weekend. Sure enough, Bengals look like it snows every day in Cincinnati and they're used to playing. Joey Buckets was throwing dimes in the snow. Everybody was catching. I mean, they looked. They was running. They beat up the Bills. Sorry, cuz. I know the Bills is your team. Beat them up. Destroy them. Like, ooh-wee, like, hurt them. Uppercut at their own field. It was so bad that they had to do DeMar out there, let him, you know, do, you know, let they had to acknowledge him in the second quarter because the fans was already asleep. Already asleep. They was done. Bengals knew, I'm going to tell you what, Bengals was tired of disrespect. Everybody talking about, well, when the Bills beat Bengals and they have to play Kansas City, it's going to be in Atlanta. Let's buy a ticket in Atlanta. Joey Buckley said, not today, sir. Not today. It's a wrap. And they prevail. That game this week, you know, I ain't going to talk about it tonight. Probably going to talk about it tomorrow. So make sure you tune in as we preview this weekend's game, the two games. But Bengals, I'm going to say this about the Bengals. Road Warriors. Also, there's only probably three, but has two number ones. Number one receivers, that is. And their number two could be a number one for somebody else. So, they are very, very special. And I'm going to tell you what, man. If you don't have a quarterback, you ain't got nothing. And Joey Buckets, if he go ahead and beat Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to say that. That's a tease. I'm going to say that. That's a juice right there. That's lovely. I'm going to drop that tomorrow when we preview the NFL playoff games. Nah, man, I ain't going to give that to y'all. All right. Let me go to something that made me sick to my stomach as a Cowboys fan. 49ers 19, Cowboys 12. Thank goodness I had, three days to go ahead and bring it down a little bit. This was two defensive teams that rocked and rolled. Their offense was supposed to be high power. It wasn't. 49ers basically had got two turnovers. Cowboys ended up getting one. Cowboys couldn't capitalize. 49ers got 6 points out of the turnovers. Dak Prescott. He's an average quarterback. He's not a $40 million quarterback. I understand that you have to pay these quarterbacks because that's the going rate. Dude's not that guy. Dude had like 15, 16 interceptions. In the last seven games or so, he probably had that many. He was averaging two a game, pretty much, including playoffs. I get it. You want stability. You want to pay your quarterback. But you also got to have the eye to say, hey, this dude is not it. I'd rather go somewhere else. All right, well, what are you going to get? Well, you know what? You Dallas. You go pay money. Go get somebody. Go take somebody else's quarterback. You America's team. Might as well. Go ahead. When these contracts are up, like these youngsters are being getting ready to be up, Herbert and all that, if they don't sign them long contract, man, y'all need to get them. Scoop them up. Go get Lamar Jackson. I don't care. I'd rather do that because I know Lamar's going to be able to run and do whatever. Dak Prescott is doing the same mistakes over and over again. Yes, the receiver stopped on a route, right? You force balls. You're not rolling out. Kellen Moore sucks. That's the offensive coordinator. But you got to go ahead and take care of business, man. Turnovers, man. Just throw it at the ground. Do whatever. Live another day. Live another day. And, you know, let Kellen Moore get another job because McCarthy can't control him. Apparently, he gives him too much credit. Do what you got to do. But another disgusting year. It's been 27 years since the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. Congratulations to all the 49er fans. I would definitely be previewing next week's game or this week's coming up game. And you guys got a tall task because they made Purdy look average. Chris McCaffrey didn't do nothing. Debo didn't do nothing. Kittle's looked good, but he also had a 40-yard reception on an illegal play that the refs blew. But, you know, hey, congratulations. We'll rock and roll. Let's see what it is. We do what we do. Hey, guys, you know what? I got to go ahead and get ready. I got something else I got to do. So I'm going to cut the show short tonight. I gave you plenty. Larisha Cawthorn, hey, thank you for joining us. A straight baller. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot about her in the near future. So, hey, another great one. Another banger. Y'all know how we do. You know what? I haven't done this in a while, so I need to hear it. This for me. You know, so let me go on and say this again. Y'all know what we do. We do nothing but
another banger.
Hey, peace out. See y'all tomorrow. God bless. It's APM. Chris. Let's get it. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.